mediocre males. Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was down there filming, and the boy said, "You're an adult." He said, "Would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter?" And Adam said, "No, I wouldn't like that." And the boy said, "Okay, every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom." And the boy said, "Then why is it allowed?"
I'm fed up, and I know everyone else here is probably fed up with the whole animal thing too. And it's just making it very unsafe. And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school. They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
Oh my gosh.
What is it that they're doing to you guys? What is it? They're scratching you guys?
Yeah, they scratch us, bark us, bite at us, spray us with things, and when we have any altercation, the teachers can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. That actually happened right in my own state, in Utah, and Nebo School District doing nothing about it. And you heard the student. Those are all middle graders out protesting. And it's quite amazing. They'll get suspended for protesting, and nobody will do anything about it. So we'll talk about that more in the hour as well. And right now we've got Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, joining us. And by the way, how are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
Okay. And how are you, Chris Ann Hall?
I am fabulous. In a world of possibilities, it's impossible for me to be less than that.
Well, amen to that. We need some positivity today. It was hard. I've got more on that coming in. I've got more clip to play on that, but it was frustrating and great. And I was grateful to see the kids protesting, knowing they're going to get suspended because no one will do anything from the constant assaults from the furries permitted in the school system. So kind of amazing.
Well, I think it's fabulous. I think the whole thing is fabulous.
Yes,
I don't think why anybody would be depressed about that. I mean, you're teaching kids the importance of standing up for what they believe in.
No, it's great.
You're showing them how to exercise their rights because their parents forgot and their grandparents forgot a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the good news is more and more people are leaving government schools.
Yep.
I mean, that's the best thing that could happen in America is government schools shut down.
By the way, will you remind everybody about your homeschool program?
Oh, yeah. ConnectHomeschool.org. ConnectHomeschool.org. We are building this, so we need you guys to go sign up so we can let you know. Now, my perspective is this, Kate, and I believe you believe as I do, and Uncle Milty as well. Every parent is a homeschool parent. I don't care where you send your school, your kid to school. At the end of the day, when your child becomes an adult, what your child knows falls on the feet of the parents, not on the government. So homeschooling your child or schooling your child at home when they go other places is absolutely something that is an obligation of every parent,
right?
Bottom line.
Right.
And what we are going to do with ConnectHomeschool.org is make it easier. There's no excuse for it today, but there are still so many people that lack the confidence to do it. And so we're going to empower parents to take education back into their own hands with education that they can actually trust. Because we talk to homeschool school parents all the time. And after parents decide they're going to do it, Kate, the first thing they ask is which curriculum?
Yeah.
Well, they ask that because nobody knows how to vet and nobody knows which they can trust. So we're going to build it so that people can trust it.
Amen, sister.
Excellent.
I know we only have you for a short time. So grateful you talked about that, though. We need answers, and that's an answer. There you go. There's a couple of things. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of things. Number one, I want to reference a case, 9-0 Supreme Court, Texas property rights. But I also, we were chuckling, and it's so sad that we had to laugh over this, but the headlines about the Idaho wanted to enforce a ban on letting minors get messed with surgically for gender-affirming care. It's not gender-affirming care. It's screwing up your kid for life, so it's not exactly care. It's mutilation. And they wanted to keep enforcing this. The Supreme Court weighed in, and here are the titles of the article. I knew you'd get a kick out of this. CNN, Supreme Court permits Idaho to enforce ban So, Politico, Supreme Court lifts broad injunction against Idaho's ban. Oh, how nice of them. New York Times, Supreme Court clears way for now, only for now, for Idaho to ban transgender treatment. USA Today, Supreme Court lets Idaho. and NBC News, Supreme Court allows enforcement of Idaho ban. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I mean, it's just one more piece of evidence that the media is actually run by the federal bureaucracy, because the federal bureaucracy wants the American people to believe that we do not have a constitutional republic, that we have an oligarchy that is ruled by a majority of five in the Supreme Court. As if the Supreme Court is the supreme authority in every part of America, state, local, and federal.
Sure.
Right? Those are words of a king.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Those are the words of a ruler, especially when you say things like Supreme Court rules, right? Courts don't issue rulings. Courts issue opinions. Kings issue rulings. And this is just one more step in that. And then we were going to talk about the Texas thing.
Texas, yes.
This is right in line, Kate. Newsweek's headline on this, Supreme Court ruling boosts property rights in Texas. As if the Supreme Court lowers its scepter and actually expands property rights in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Property rights are natural rights.
Right.
They're not government-given, king-given, oligarchy-granted rights. And so it's really, this case is doubly annoying to me. Just by that headline, annoying number one. But what Americans don't realize when they see that headline, Supreme Court ruling boosts property rights in Texas, what this is about is Texas, and if anybody's ever been to Texas, you know this is a forever ongoing thing, has built an interstate. Well, they've made improvements to interstates, and they're constantly working on that.
Right.
So basically, what they did was they made updates and changes to Interstate 10 next to Mr. De Villiers' house. And because of the changes that they made to this interstate, Interstate 10, his house kept flooding, right? His land, his house kept flooding solely because of the interstate changes. Now, what's ironic is if you were building a business, they would have had you create some kind of retention pond, right?
Okay.
So the zoning laws would have made you account for that. But apparently the state didn't have to account for that. And all the rainwater rush off the changed interstate onto his property. So he wants to sue the state of Texas for the taking, which is what we call constructive taking. It would be the states, because of what the state did, they have constructively evicted him because he can no longer live in his house. He can no longer enjoy his property.
Right.
And so he wanted to sue the state for that. Only the state said, no, you can't sue us for that because...
How convenient.
This is part, right, because this is a state thing that we did for the good of the public. So this is where number two annoyance comes in. Remember, number one annoyance is the Supreme Court ruling, you know, gives us more property rights. The second annoying, and probably even more so, is that the Supreme Court did not rule in favor of Mr. De Villiers' suit against the state of Texas. Because maybe somebody think, oh, he won. Now he's going to get this money and they're going to have to pay him for his property. No, no, no. That was not the lawsuit. Mr. De Villiers, if I'm saying that right, had to sue the state of Texas all the way to the Supreme Court for the ability to sue the state of Texas.
How amazing is that?
Wow. This is not the first time, because this is back in 2012, 2014. A family in Bonner County, Idaho, was suing the EPA, the federal EPA, for taking their land based on pretty much the same thing, creating a flood zone by not cleaning out a ditch and then charging them for that, right? So the family in Bonner County, Idaho, sued the Supreme Court and won. But what they won was the right to sue the EPA, or sued to the Supreme Court, and they won the right to sue the EPA. So that means Mr. DeVilliers and the family from Bonner County, Idaho, had to start all over again.
Because they got the go-ahead to sue.
The man in Texas is going to start in the bottom again and sue Texas all the way probably to the Supreme Court. Unless the state of Texas takes this little, you know, hand slap from the Supreme Court as an indication on how they're going to decide the case altogether, and then the state of Texas decides to settle out and pay the man what they owe him.
Amazing.
But the other irony is if a private owner had done this, right? Mm-hmm. So say, oh, I don't know, Donald Trump built a big hotel next to your house, and then all of a sudden, because of the big hotel next to your house, your land is flooding, you wouldn't have to sue for the right to sue him.
Right. No, you're right.
Because that would be your right to sue him. It's a property right infringement.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely ridiculous on the third level that the American people, that our government operates at a higher immunity and a higher authority than a private landowner.
You're right. It's unbelievable. As unbelievable as kids having to protest furries attacking them in school. I feel like I'm living in an insane world. And
you know, I don't think I would tell my son to protest a furry. I think I'd probably just let my son get suspended for beating the heck out of him.
You know, so many people out there listening to this right now be like, yep, I'm with Chrisanne. And I love...
Look, I'm serious. That's how we dealt with bullies when I was a kid.
Right. No, you're right.
You take care of it yourself. Yeah. So what? You spend 3 days in detention. That bully ain't going to bully you no more.
That's so true. Uncle Milty?
Well, that's one of the kids' complaints is that when the furries attack them, they're not allowed to defend themselves.
Yeah. Or they get suspended.
Oh, baloney, you have a natural right to self-defense.
Of course, of course.
Amen, sister. We so appreciate you.
And I'll stand beside my son while he beat the crap out of some furry trying to attack him.
You'd cheer him on. I love it.
I'd be like UFC, man.
Thank you so much.
Tell them to tear their tail off.
Thank you so much. LibertyFirstSociety.com. LibertyFirstSociety.com. Chrisanne, you're a gem. Thank you.
God bless.
All right, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.